of you are truly about it, you know that is a Mace song that he brought out after he came back from being a gospel singer. So I'll tell you a little bit about Mace. Mace is a rapper for Bad Boy. You know Bad Boy, of P. Diddy, Notorious B.I.G., of all them people.
Yeah.
And then he found God, which you all should try to find.
Which, in the year of 2022...
We all need. He found God and decided that he was no longer going to make secular music. He was going to be a child of God and only make purely gospel music, purely spiritual music, purely virgin music. And I don't know if that went great for him, because he came back to with, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And I say all that to say, welcome back to 1010 on the Grind.
Welcome back! I'm so excited to be back.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back. You asked. People actually asked that. I'm not just saying that. You know, sometimes people say that to sound like, you know, they were highly requested, but I got several messages being like, oh my God, when are you guys going to be back? Mm-hmm. And I said, at Netflix UK. They will answer you.
Yeah, tag Netflix UK, because they're the only... If you want us to come, keep coming back, you got to at them.
You got to at them.
I mean, I'll be honest, I am one of the people behind those accounts, so it's just going to me. Yep. But still, my manager will see it. So
do it.
At them.
And if this is your first time listening, welcome.
Yes, welcome.
No back. I am Talani.
And I am Gina.
And this is 1010 Would Recommend. How are you? It's been a while. We've had loads of, like, telly-watching time.
So much telly-watching time. I've been watching a lot of stuff. I've been really enjoying it. I can go into what I've been watching first, unless you want to share first. What are you saying?
No, you go. Because I'm quite embarrassed by what I've been watching. Some shit.
Really?
Okay, good.
I want to just quickly address the thing that I think most people were watching and talking about in, like, February time, whatever, obviously in March now. Tinder Swindler.
Yes, of course.
What did you think about that?
I have so many thoughts on Tinder Swindler, and I'm so happy I'm back on a platform where I can shout. Okay, so, right... I love women. I love us for real.
It's international. We actually recorded this on International Women's Day.
I truly do love women, and I am not one to ever victim shame. Mm-hmm. However, I know people always like, don't say it can never be you, because it can be you, but I promise you this can never be me. A man cannot convince me to give him £5.50.
Yeah.
Let alone sell my home, my car, and give him thousands and thousands of money. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what currency it was, but thousands of money makes no sense to me whatsoever. And I have been screaming it from the rooftops, don't give men money.
Yeah.
Sincerely, there are so many banks. I'll name a few. Santander, Lloyd, HSBC.
Barclays.
What else? Monzo. What else? Give me more. There's more.
There is
like betting shops. There's just other places to get money that doesn't involve me or any women. Stop giving men money. Yeah. I cannot believe. I don't know how a man can convince me of that.
But do you know what?
You'd fall for it. No.
It's not that I would fall for it because I won't give money to the best in the best times. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's actually my limit. Because you can really break a friendship relationship with money. But the thing is, would I get swept away? I think I would. Because if a man is taking me on a... First of all, if a man says, come with me on my private jet to a country that you don't know or you haven't been to and you've only spoken to him for like 3 days... Don't go. That's on you.
Only if I do, I'll bring the girls.
Yeah, exactly. But if a man is flying me out, he says, private jet. He says, I'm taking you to Saint-Tropez.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we're going on
the
yacht.
What's the other rich one? Turks and Caicos.
Exactly.
I just learned how to pronounce that.
I'm taking you to Cannes. Mm-hmm. Get me. I'm going to buy you Louis Vuitton. I'm buying an apartment. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm not going to think my man's broke. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to think that he's broke.
But I'm going to enjoy all of that bit.
Yeah.
Of course.
But would you think he was broke? If he was like, all right, at first he starts with like, oh, £50. £50. You let me go on your private jet, you know?
No, if he gave me all of that, cool. But it's once he starts asking for money.
Yeah.
That I'd be like, oh, things are not what they seem.
Yeah, that's true. Like, how do you not have money?
Exactly. Even if after, like, the first lot I borrowed you, didn't get it back, you kept giving more. It was when he said, how about you sell your car and your house, huh?
Yeah. It's like, oh, just call the credit card company and just, like, ask if you can increase it from 15 grand to, like, 30. And I was like, now, hold on. I would be like, excuse brother, it's not going to happen. It's not going
to
happen.
And also, to their credit card companies, have mercy on these women.
Yeah, like, it's so... just they were being out of order.
Yeah,
they
like, why are you making them pay that back? You know it's not on them. This man is still alive and running around. Ask him. Yeah. Ask Sam and Lavelle.
Yeah, I totally agree. I just agree.
Have mercy. This is my plea.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, MasterCard, whoever it is, have mercy on their loans and my loans.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And my student loans.
In fact, it would actually be great if you could just wipe all of our loans. That would
actually be amazing. International Women's Month. Yeah. I plea that every credit card company wipes all the loans of women.
If you don't hate women, you should wipe all of our debt today.
Yeah. Payback time.
The women.
Patriarchy.
Payback time. So, we're back for another season.
You sure are?
We're back for another season, which means a whole host of new things to watch and new amounts of homework. So the first thing that we're going to talk about in this episode, I'm very excited for it to come back because it drops today.
Today.
Is Top Boy.
Top Boy is back.
Top Boy.
Top Boy.
Top Boy. Top Boy. Top Boy.
Back.
Top Boy season two. Listen.
Season two of?
Season two of the one on Netflix.
Yeah. Although they're all on Netflix.
They're all on Netflix.
Yeah.
But it's great. I have seen a couple of episodes now.
Same.
I haven't finished it, so luckily we won't be able to give you any spoilers. But I'm very, very excited. The homework for you guys, obviously, is going to be to watch it because it drops today, so you can watch it. We had a conversation with the fantastic Michael Ward, who plays Jamie in Top Boy.
Of course.
And Araloyan Ashirami,
who plays
one of his younger brothers. We recorded this a couple of days ago, so have a listen to the chat we had with them. Hi, Hans. We've got guests in real life. Can you believe? I tried so hard.
Over Zoom or something?
COVID
happened. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. But I didn't know this was the first time.
Yeah,
this is the first time. We've been calling, asking... Michael, can you come to do an interview? And they weren't answering any of our calls. But we got them, finally.
Why are you lying? But let's not lie.
Let's lie. I don't mind lying. Because the last time I met Michael, he didn't answer.
I answered my phone. He didn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
I never went before that. He was like, I'm just at the gym. I'll call you back.
Did you ever get called back?
Is that actually true?
Factual.
No, the fact that... That's because I believe you. But I don't remember that.
Right, okay. Yeah. Same way you remember to call me back.
Tolly knows
but
that I call her anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Like, no, you're trying to draw me. It's not true.
So, Top Boy is back
for another season. Obviously, for our listeners who can't see and are just listening on the podcast, we're here with Michael Ward, who plays Jamie, and Araloyan Ashirami, who plays Stefan. Hi, guys.
Are you Nigerian?
No, I'm not.
Did you say his name really well?
Yeah, she did.
Oh my God, you've been practicing.
I've been practicing bear because I can't mess up another black person's name. It's very anti-black.
Also, the meaning of your name is beautiful.
What does it mean?
The body is honey.
Honey.
Yeah.
You know that.
No, you knew what your name meant. Avaloyin.
I know oil means honey.
Yeah, and Ava is body. Avaloyin.
Are you Nigerian?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you not tell?
Oh yeah, Tolly.
Where am I from again?
Tolly's very Nigerian, isn't it? Oh, that Nigerian named Tolly.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Tolly.
No, Tolani.
Tolani.
Tolani. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love that we're all here making the point that names are important. Michael and Gina. I'm not calling out your names. I'm just saying their names, innit? We're unique and there's name thing.
Yeah.
Do you know Michael?
That was
in
actually
the Bible.
So rude.
Michael's in the Bible.
So is V. V is Michael.
Okay, we haven't even got to the first question. Michael is already making this a war.
As you can see,
I'm getting bullied.
No, it's not.
Whatever makes you sleep at night, Tolly.
Anyway. All right, let's ask you the most basic question first and then we'll go on from that.
Yeah.
We have to ask for our listeners who may not have seen interviews with you guys before or whatever. Obviously, because Top Boy is coming back, can you just tell us, and I know you've answered this a lot of times, but tell us what people should be expecting to see for season two of Top Boy?
I think this season they'll see a lot of heartbreak, a lot of tears. It's very tough this season. you know, because of where everyone's kind of come from. But at the same time, it's going to be epic, you know. You're obviously, we've gone to Spain and Morocco this season, which is mad, you know what I mean? And also, you're just going to expect to see great performances. I think everyone killed it this year. Yeah. In terms of, I think everyone killed it last year as well, to yeah. be honest. But like this year, I feel like, you know, a lot of us have become a lot more mature with our approach to the craft. So yeah, I think performances are a lot better. And yeah, people just took it a lot more serious this time around. Even me, like last year, not that I took it for a joke, but I was so like, you know, just overwhelmed by everything that was going on. Not overwhelmed, because I still done what I needed to do, but this time I was just a lot more mature. I was going to work and just patterning up properly. You know what I'm trying to say? Which for me, allowed me to give a better performance and stop like listening to the noise around, because that happens a lot.
Spot on, babe. Yeah.
But you know what? That goes into my next question, because like life has changed from last year.
Mm. Yeah.
Attention. You both got better looking.
I don't know about him, but yeah.
How has life changed for you? I mean, like, you physically look different from last year. How has life changed from you?
I think now, like, I just anytime I walk outside,
it's mad.
Oh yeah, but it's not like people are sure it's me because I look way older.
Mm-mm-mm.
So everyone like, it's like, is it him? Is it not him?
Mm.
So yeah, I think people like just are curious now. But that's been good. Mm. But also like because of COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
It's been quite hard as well.
Oh, it's tricky. You haven't actually got to really sit in your fame. Mm. Mm-hmm. I would be gutted if I made a sick TV show then COVID happened. I couldn't go outside.
Yeah, literally COVID happened. I just looked inside.
Like, so how are you going to be outside this time now this season's out?
No. Be aside, stay away.
Are you going to be focused?
Yes, focused.
On your craft and stuff. Yeah, okay, cool.
Need to get the BAFTA.
Yeah, is that the goal? Is BAFTA and got Emmy Oscars?
Yeah, that's what I want to win. Oscar, BAFTA, good. All the awards. But also, like, tell stories and, like, yeah, just let everyone know that I'm here.
Active. How's your life changed, Michael?
Hasn't changed much, really.
Okay.
Same old Mike. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just been a bit weird. Mm. It's like this weird like medium of being known and being famous. And I said this, I really don't feel like I'm famous, but a lot of people will put man in that category when it's just not that. I feel like people that are famous are like Drake and, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like Leonardo DiCaprio and, you know what I'm saying? I can still like walk out and, you know what I'm trying to say, live my life how I want to without kind of thinking about certain things, depending where I go.
Yeah.
But it's like this weird one because now you have to kind of think about, you know, how things will look and how things, what you say, will, how it will be received.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. But I think that's the only thing. I enjoy it. You know, I'm trying to say like I just live my life the same. I try not to kind of move different. I kind of basically want to just live my life as, you know, acting is just my job. And like, and you know, same way how I was working in William Hill before.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that if I carried on working in William Hill, I'd still be the same.
Yeah.
Obviously, the amount of success I've had with Top Gun and after, you know, that's going to change anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'd like to say anyway, it's changed me for the better and for the worse.
Yes.
For each of you, what's been your biggest, like, pinch me moment? Like, where you're like, right, I actually can't believe that I'm here or I'm experiencing this.
I think for me, well, like the first season.
Working with Michael Ward, I'd feel the same.
In reality, I think it was in a read through when I first saw Drake.
Mm.
That point, I was just like, I couldn't speak. I was just shocked. Because I saw him from far, because Michael next to him screaming.
Now I know you're definitely lying about the call because you're believing this lie.
I don't believe you were screaming.
I believe he was excited. But you kept it cool when you met
him. Yeah, I kept it cool. I just saw him that. Yeah. But obviously, he just heard Michael screaming back.
Yeah.
When I saw him, I was just shocked. I couldn't believe it because I listened to all his music. So when I saw him, I was just like, wow. Speechless, literally, yeah. That's like one of the most wow factors ever.
I'd say my biggest pinch me moment was winning the BAFTA, for sure. Because it was just so unexpected. I didn't even know what the BAFTAs was. like that until it started getting closer to it. You know, I remember when my team told me I was nominated, I didn't really know. But, you know, just being, like, receiving an award like that with the people that have won it and also the other nominees was mad. And also just seeing who was in front of me. Like, not that I even remember who was in front of me, but, like, you know, you got to see who was there that day. And you're like, rah, they all, for that, however much time I was on stage, was focused on me. And we're talking, like, you know, Pacino, De Niro, Quentin Tarantino, like, these people that have just made films that will last forever. And, you know, they had to take man in. And it's like, raw, just like, you know, I'm from Jamaica, so it's like, I never ever imagined that people that have amounted to that kind of success would ever even know who I am, let alone be clapping for me. And you know, that's a special, special feeling.
Okay, so this season's about, what's the theme of this season?
Family.
Yeah.
Loyalty.
It's actually... So, what makes family? What makes family? It's not blood. It's loyalty.
Loyalty.
Exactly.
Loyalty.
So then you needed to segue into that. I was giving you a segue.
Okay, thank you.
Why are you saying that for? Am I lying? What did you say? What did you say to people?
No, but what you said before?
What did you say to people?
Family. You said blood don't make family. Of course it does.
Not all the time.
Blood doesn't make family.
Yeah, my God. Like, I wouldn't.
We
really
need to actually move on to the get. Right.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Loyalty.
Right. Exactly. So the theme is loyalty. We're going to ask you a few questions to test your loyalty.
Go on. All right.
Take your actual real ones. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Right, you're invited to go out, yeah? It's going to be a good event.
Mm-hmm.
Proper good. It's going to be great.
Drake might be there.
Yeah. Drake might be there, yeah?
Mm.
But one of your closest friends, yeah, this is like one of your best mates, yeah, didn't get invited because the person who's doing the invites doesn't like them and they're not well-liked in it then.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, you're already like, well, do you, A, go out anyway, high-key snake your friend and not say anything,
mm-hmm.
okay? B...
And not say anything.
B, refuse to go out with the people who didn't invite your mate in solidarity with your friend because it's not right, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Or C, stop being friends with the mate who didn't get invited because they're obviously bad vibes.
What was B again?
B was you don't go out in solidarity with your best mate.
Cool.
That's what he's going to say.
D, I bring my friend with me and I'll beg them to bring him in.
No, because that's actually embarrassing for your friends.
I'm not a beg.
Because you're a beg.
I'll ask them.
I'll tell you.
What are you doing?
I'm telling my friend I'm rolling to the party.
You're telling him?
I'm telling him. I'm not going to not tell him.
Okay.
I'm let him know.
But that wasn't an option, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't an option, but I'm telling you that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, but what's an option?
I'm going to the party and I'm going to tell my friend.
But it wasn't an option, though.
Look at me. Yeah, obviously.
But to be fair, the option that you was bringing also wasn't an option.
You can't be begging at the door.
I'm just going to let my boy, obviously, you know.
You don't need to be everywhere. I'm staying with him.
Really?
It's not everyday party.
Yeah.
Learn that.
It's not everyday party. I never said that. I've never said that.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Why?
Okay. So next one is sport and friendships, right? Have you ever lied to a friend about where you were going or where you weren't going and then avoided not posting on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've both done it, yeah? Do you want to give us a situation or no? Or do they still not know?
He don't know. No, I don't know.
No, you don't know. Okay, cool. We'll move on.
Okay. All right. You borrowed money off your friend and you promised to pay it back, yeah?
Yeah.
But your friend forgets about it. Are you going to be honest and remind them or you're just going to let them forget about it?
I'm going to be honest and remind them. I hate owing people. It's my conscience. Mm. It's more than the actual, like, do you get what I'm trying to say? Furthermore, I shouldn't even be owing anyone. Yeah. Second of all, if I do, I don't like that, so I'll make sure. And I don't also want them to maybe remember later down the line and then I'm having to actually work.
But another thing is that how you owe them. If it's like they're just borrowing you money, then yeah. But if they're like, you done like a bet and then he lost it.
Right, okay.
Then
you're going to forget it.
Maybe.
I feel like you're like that, Sly. You don't like owing people money.
I hate owing people money. Mm. Like, I hate it.
You just reminded me.
Wait, it's not complete yet. We don't want it.
By the end of today.
Cool, we'll see.
Wait, it's like literally in 2 hours.
How much is the bet for?
£100.
Okay,
and he has to give it to me.
Okay,
all right,
cool.
You're so stupid.
Okay.
This one is a really good one.
This is a good one.
Yeah, go on.
Both of you, in your mind right now, think of your best friend.
Best ever friend.
your person, your G, right? There's not a thing you wouldn't do for this person. Mm. Your personal person. You've got them in mind, yeah?
You're thinking of them, yeah.
Yeah? You're thinking about them. Yeah. Like, you cry together, laugh together, party together. Been with you before, Top Boy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You've been offered £10 million to never speak to this person again. What would you do?
£10 million.
Money is just a material thing.
Yeah,
ten million is a lot though. Trust me, you can spend 10 million and it'll go. Friends last forever. I'm telling you right now.
Have you spent 10 million?
Huh? Have you spent 10 million?
It's actually unnecessary.
Speaking of experience, I'm just checking.
Because that. If 10 mil.
Exactly.
That 10 mil can help me.
That 10 mil.
But you never know. Me being friends with that friend, he could end up being a multimillionaire.
That's doubtful, though.
Or, but also not, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or not, also not, you know?
What
are
you doing, Michael?
Personally.
That's a difficult one.
Mm, 10 mil.
If it's from the person that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
I think I know this.
I wouldn't take the 10 mil. Only because of the values he carries as a person, which is God.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to say. And I think that is more valuable than anything else.
Okay, but you know God lives outside of him. Like, you can still believe in God.
But that's what I'm trying to say. I feel like I've started building a relationship with God slightly because of him.
Okay, that's fair. So he's given me something
that I will hold dearly to my heart for the rest of my life. So to sell him out for a little 10 mil.
A little 10 mil, Michael's life has changed.
We're going to make that friendship last more. To be honest, if he wasn't, I would do it still. Because, you know why? Because, like me as an actor anyway, circumstances always change. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Maybe one day I'm going to end up in LA and I'm going to be there for 3-4 years and he might never come out there, so I might just be speaking over FaceTime. That's worth a little 10 mil, bro.
We would like you guys to recommend a show for us, ideally on Netflix, because that's who pays you and I.
Yeah. It can't be Top Boy, we already know that.
Yes.
What, any genre?
Any genre. Anything you'd like the people to watch.
Do you know what? Has to be a show? Recently, Viking Valhalla.
Really? Is that good? What's it about?
I love it. It's about like random. Basically, I don't know if I can say this because some of it is on Netflix, the other part is on... It's about a Viking, basically the leader of Vikings, Ragnar Lothbrok, and like his story, his kids and that.
Oh.
But the one on Netflix is a spin-off from that, and it's like further down in the generation stuff and that. And then they're just basically trying to bring Vikings back. And
is it a documentary or film?
No, it's a series. It's so good. It's so good.
Do you have to watch the one before?
But the other one's on. It's on Amazon. So,
what's it called? Viking?
Valhalla.
Viking Valhalla.
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 It's not everything probably.
It was an Nigerian name. I said Valhalla. Michael, what are you recommending?
And it has to be something on Netflix.
Yeah.
Ideally,
She just said that. You said ideally. Ideally means if you want to pick
that. What are you watching?
Euphoria.
Do you know what? Fair enough.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Euphoria.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry, Netflix. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you already have the greatest show, which is Top Boy.
But technically, it's linked. There's a link, right? Netflix.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Exactly. But Euphoria for me right now is top notch television.
Obviously, after all the shows on Netflix.
Exactly. No, after Top Boy, that's what I said.
Yeah.
And all the other shows on Netflix.
It would be Top Boy, then Euphoria, and then Sex.
Power is good.
Yeah. Bro, why are you telling me that?
And BMF as well. That is good as well.
It's not on Netflix.
Euphoria is not on Netflix. Exactly, thank you.
I want an edit of all the time they've argued.
So do I.
That would be great. But yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, 10/10 would recommend.
Yay, well done. Do you want to tell everyone what was the best podcast interview you've ever done? No, tell everyone it was.
For real?
What? Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Or we should tell them that this is the best
podcast. I think actually,
Is it not?
Is it not? I don't want you to lie. Is this the best time you've had in the podcast?
What? So are we telling them?
This is the best time you've had in the podcast.
Why do you have to think about it for so long?
Because I'm trying to think. I'm sure I went to...
I think I had a podcast called 100 would recommend.
Thank you.
I'm joking. No, I've had a very great time. And it's good to see all of you people who I dearly love doing something so special. And that's the truth. You know what I'm trying to say? I can't wait to come back on because we got a lot more work coming this year. So I'm not going to be missing Tolly's phone calls anymore.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
That was really fun.
What a fantastic interview. We are such great interviewers, aren't we?
We are the best I have ever heard. I saw the joy in Michael's face. He loves us.
He loves us. Oh, my God. All right. So, as I said, we are recording this during Women's History Month.
How do you feel about Women's History Month? That was a question I just threw at you out of nowhere.
Did you hear how my voice was quivering? I was like,
I love women.
This wasn't on the script. look, I don't really have much of a thought about Women's History Month because the truth of the matter is I'll be a woman after this and I was a woman before this month.
You sure was.
But in the interest of celebrating Women's History Month, we, Talani and I, are going to recommend some things to watch on Netflix that celebrate women or have strong women in it.
Yeah. When we say strong, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, look, some who aren't strong, weak women too. Strong characters.
Here's to the weak
strong
women, the strong women, the dumb bitches, the little bitches.
The little hoes and the
little hoes and the little thugs too.
If you a woman, let me hear you speak. We gonna do it day of the week. We here today and we here tomorrow. Women's History Month. Let's borrow from the men.
Let's take
from the men. Ooh. That patriarchy. We gonna dead.
Payback time.
With it, in it gang. But you West don't say no. Yeah.
And that is the number one hit single, Women's History Month, by Gina Moore. Hope you enjoyed it. You can download it in all the places you get music.
Okay, so what are you recommending?
Because you said it's him. Do you know what? I don't care. I am recommending a show called I Am Georgina.
Okay.
And I Am Georgina is about Christina. Oh, shit.
Wow. Sorry.
That's not because I can't say that name, just because. Christina Ronaldo's girlfriend.
Okay.
And it just follows her lavish life. Like, it's not deep. It's not... Actually, I think it's very impactful. I am very inspired by her. Mm. Let me tell you her story. She's now pregnant with twins for him. Mm. So she used to work at the Gucci store. Just working normally, whatever.
Okay.
And they met one day when he came into Gucci. But the story is, she wasn't even meant to be working that day. Tell me that's not good.
Mm.
She was covering someone's shift.
Ah.
And then he came in.
Damn.
Set his eyes on our dear Georgina, and her life has changed for the better.
What's for you will always find
you. What is for you will always find you. Mm. And there was a brilliant scene where she's just kind of walking around, and I think this random stranger comes up to her and is like, oh, Rachel, you look great. Something about like, oh, you should sell bags. No, you should sell bags. Like, you look great, you sell bags. She was like, no, honey, I buy them. And I was like, when will I buy them, God?
Yeah, honestly.
And it really inspired me to consider going back to retail.
Really?
That maybe deep. Gucci. Mm. You think someone can come in my life and change my life and I'm going to say no?
Yeah.
I will give up everything for a house in Emerson Park and an island, a kitchen with an island. I'll give up work.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
I'm glad the women before me worked so I can quit.
Absolute facts.
So that's why it's just facts. Really like lavish. It's just like a fun thing to watch in the background. It's not like the best thing you're ever going to watch in your life, but I think it's always interesting.
Okay, and what's it called again?
I Am Georgina.
And that's on Netflix?
Yes, it is. And the first episode is called The Day That Changed My Life. Ooh. Damn right, Georgina. Damn right.
God, it's me again.
How rich Ronaldo was. I mean, I knew.
He's rich. Very,
sweet
very rich.
Jesus.
I'm actually asking the Lord on high to just give me a little piece of
like,
crumb.
When they travel, he travels with his gym.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Even if it's not marriage, let me get pregnant with one of these people. Both.
Oh, 100%, be set for life. Not that you should do
not
that.
Not you should do that, because you should work and make history for women.
Yeah. Okay, so what I want to recommend, although now I've just realised that we didn't speak about Genius, and I really wanted to talk about that.
You can talk about that after. We can talk about his mum.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I can just actually add it in. That's what we intend to do. Okay. This is a very tenuous link, but it's about... I want to lead it to a woman because I think that this... You can't watch this without knowing that a lot of this was down to the support of a woman. Yeah. And they all say that behind every powerful and great man is a powerful woman.
Because that's who gave birth to them.
Exactly. And also because of patriarchy, and they're always in front. Anyway, yeah. The first episode of the three-part series of Genius, the Kanye West documentary, mm-hmm. the trilogy, mm-hmm. I cannot recommend enough. We obviously saw the first episode together, you
yes,
and I.
Yes, we did.
We were at the screening.
We got invited to the premiere.
Oh, it was great.
Okay.
Just phenomenal. Like, I think you and I both had the same response in that the next day we were both really inspired. We were like,
oh my God, I've
I
never worked
believe.
So hard in my life
like,
the next day.
Honestly, yeah. Because the thing is, and, you know, taking out everything that's going on, you know, in the current day, and you know, Kanye West's side, blah, 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 it's a look back, the first episode, as to who Kanye West was before he became Ye, before he became the person that we know today. Mm-hmm. And it's just absolutely fascinating because you completely forget. Like, when you see celebrities, or even, like, on a lower scale, when you see people in your own field or whatever who are successful, blah, 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 you think that it just happened yesterday, like they just woke up.
Yeah.
But you don't see the years and years and years of graft when, like, people don't know who you are. Like, there are scenes in which he goes into Rockefeller when he wasn't signed to them and, like, plays them his music and they just don't, they're getting on with their life.
Just don't care.
They just don't care. They don't care. And he talks about reciting his Grammy speech on the way to the Metro. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting how you sound delusional until you actually do the yep. things that, like, you're saying that you want to do.
Uh-huh.
And that sort of confidence in your ability and your potential is something that I'm really, really, really trying hard to remember. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Britain really likes to knock that out of you. I feel like it's a very American thing.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing. But the scene that I want to talk about the most... is, and I think this is also part of why people want to watch it, because there's not that much footage really of Kanye West's mum, Donda, that we've seen.
Yeah.
And the whole documentary has been filmed by Kanye's close friend, Kudi, who basically documented his come up. And like the come up of everyone, like, everyone is in this documentary. Mos Def, Common, Twista, like
Jay-Z,
all of the Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Beyonce even turns up in in the episode and you like see her in the hall. Like it's mad. Everybody is in it. But there's a scene where you're at Kanye West's apartment that he lives in, I think with his mum.
Yeah.
And his mum is just like so proud of him, mm-hmm. and she believes in him so much, and she recites his lyrics. She's so interesting. She's like, "What's that song that you wrote?"
And like, yeah,
is reciting
it
back to him.
Yeah, oh, it's just adorable. It's so cute.
It's so cute, and like, it's obviously very painful because with documentaries, you obviously know how the story ends.
Yeah.
And so we all know that unfortunately, Donda passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just lovely. It's a really, really... I haven't seen the rest of the episodes. I should watch them, but I have not had time because I was watching... To be honest, I've been watching Below Deck. That's my truth. If anybody is a Below Deck watcher, Below Deck Mediterranean, you can watch the first two seasons of Below Deck and then the first three seasons of Below Deck Med on Netflix, and then you're going to have to go to Amazon. I'm not going to lie to you. But Genius, fantastic. I would recommend. And shout out to Donda, because Donda and the women of these men's lives are the ones who've made them today.
No, honestly, watching that and just watching her, it's her when she was like rapping along with him, and I was like, you're so invested in your child.
Mm.
And like, it sounds so dumb, but like, not everyone's parents is that invested
exactly.
in them. Like,
that's
you're
what really,
so
yeah.
invested. And I feel like many people that do make it, their parents are really invested in them.
Yeah, that's so
and
true.
And I was just like, this is just so nice. Even the fact that when you talk to other producers, they're all like, yeah, his mum introduced us to him.
Yeah.
His mum used to teach us, and she was like, my son wants to do this, so can you go teach him?
Yeah, that's
that
so
is
true.
Insane. You just don't hear stories of that. So yeah, hold tight, Donda West, man. She was amazing. And
yeah,
I think that's definitely worth watching,
100%.
Even if for her alone.
100%.
Would recommend.
So that is the end of today's episode.
Aww.
It's been great to be back. And next week's homework is going to be Top Boy. So obviously Top Boy comes out today. We want to allow for people to watch it and have, you know, have a little week, you know, take your time.
Yes.
No need to rush.
Yes.
But make sure you come back next week for the full discussion. Obviously, we give you a little taster with the interview today. And then next week we'll have a full chat about it.
I'm very excited to talk.
Me too.
I've got things to say.
Tons. Duchesne, I need a word.
Now.
But until then, this has been great. It's so great to be back. I've been Gina, and you can find me at SmileGina, G-E-N-A, on all social platforms. And where can we find you, T?
I've been Telani, and you can find me at Tolly_T on all platforms. Where can they find Netflix?
You can find at Netflix UK on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and also on TikTok, but is at Netflix on TikTok.
Enjoy.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. If you don't PayPal us some money, you hate women.
Goodbye.